In July of 1963, after extensive testing and development, a new gun was accepted as the Howitzer Medium Self-Propelled 155mm M109. Originally a short-barreled howitzer, a larger gun tube with a fume extractor and a large muzzle brake were installed. This version was reclassified as the M109A1. The M109A2 is the M109A1 with improvements to armor, maintainability, and reliability. The M109A3 is the M109A1 modified in Army depots. The M109A2 and the M109A3 have replaced the M109A1 in Army and Marine Corps active service. Both of these turreted, long-tube vehicles are fully tracked, diesel-powered, and aluminum-armored. Both are air-transportable in the U.S. Air Force's C-141 Starlifter, or C-5 Galaxy. The M109 carries a crew of 6, commander, gunner, driver, and 3 ammunition handlers. The hull and turret are built of welded aluminum. The armor is reinforced with anti-spalling liners designed to stop enemy small arms fire and shell splinters. A 405-horsepower diesel engine powers the howitzer at a maximum speed of 33 miles per hour. It uses a torsion bar suspension system and has 7 road wheels, with front-wheel drive and a rear idler. There are no return rollers. The main armament is the 16.66-foot M185 cannon. The gun can fire 1 round per minute, or for short periods, 3 rounds per minute. All gun controls are hydraulic and have manual backup. The M109A23 can fire a complete range of U.S. 155mm ammunition, including high explosive smoke, illumination, tactical, nuclear, chemical, and rocket-assisted rounds. Secondary armament is a 50 caliber M2 heavy barrel machine gun mounted on the turret near the commander's station. The M109, M109A1, M109A2, and M109A3 are in service with the U.S. Army, Marine Corps, and National Guard.